I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Nick Steffi. He's Executive Director of the Marquette Chamber of Commerce, and we had a quick update on chamber matters. Here's more with Nick Steffi.
With the 4th happening right in the middle of the week, obviously we kind of have to play around that. So tomorrow, Tuesday, we are going to be limiting kind of the, I suppose the chamber hours are staying the same, but the ampersand hours that we're kind of housed in, those will be reduced and will only be open from about 9 to noon tomorrow. And that's just to allow for some prep work for the 4th and all that, as well as the entirety of the 4th of July. So all day Wednesday, we're going to be closed up. All of the ampersand renters, all of the committees, anything like that, you're still free to use the space. Absolutely. We just won't have the front desk staff. So doors will be locked. Everyone, all the renters, they know how to get in.
and that's an important part then is that someone who is a user of the space can get in there and
correct.
Do it. But
yes.
You will be closed down as of noon tomorrow through Wednesday night and then back at it on Thursday?
We'll be back at it on Thursday.
Yeah. So, well, you've got lots of things going on with the chamber, lots of things right now over the 4th of July, which brings a lot of people to the Marquette area and probably a lot of foot traffic downtown that'll be checking out Ampersand and what it's about. But what's on the docket with the chamber here?
Well, we just finished up Art Week, and we just had a fantastic turnout. So, in fact, probably this morning, if you want to see some of the leftover, the pieces there, they haven't quite gotten moved out yet, but that's all present. As far as the chamber goes, we're kind of full force on this 4th of July right now,
right?
And just trying to get recollect everything and start moving forward there. So towards the end of the month, we're going to have our next If I Only Knew.
Yeah, tell me about that a little bit.
Yeah, so that is coming up, I want to say off the top of my head, the 31st of July. And so it is our kind of, where before we had a little more of a creative-based discussion, these are more of a business-based panel discussions. And I'm not sure we have a theme for this one yet.
Well, had one.
Yes.
It's sort of the inaugural one doing something. And the concept of it is to get some established business folks together and kind of talk about things that, as well as it's called, that you want to, if I only knew.
If I only knew. Yep.
Right? So answer questions for people.
It's sort of that idea of, everyone in the business, whether you own it, manage it, whatever, everyone's trying to deal with the same sort of issues. Everyone's sort of, like I say, it's everyone's a fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
And so everyone gets to reinvent the wheel for themselves. And so it's a kind of our effort to bring those business people together to be able to discuss some of those things. And so, it might save you half a day looking on Google to figure out,
If I only knew. And you get folks together from various businesses and various aspects of those business, not just business owners, it's managers, it's employees, and kind of giving that insight for someone that might be a new entrepreneur.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so it just kind of gives you that little glimpse into the minds of some of the local business owners and kind of what you can take home with you.
How can people find out more about the Ampersand Hours? They can find out more about what's going on with this If I Only Knew series and other things with the chamber.
So a lot of the day-to-day updates we post all over our Facebook pages. So there's an Ampersand Facebook page as well as a chamber one. And then any other information, feel free, stomp on in to Ampersand at 132 West Washington. Give us a call, 906-225-1693, or email us at director@marquettechamber.org.
That's the comments of Nick Steffi with the Marquette Chamber of Commerce. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.